Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So it's 13 minutes after 8. Whitney Houston, same script, different cast. Before that, John Legend featuring Blood Pop with A Good Night. And Sky, that's what you've been waiting for. Wait. It's said to be the best thing to happen.
Hey, I'm not sure about that, Kieran.
To us. Since
sliced bread.
I was about to say.
Yes. But I'm not sure about that. Like, having a cinema in my room, yes, like a cinema, like, yeah, but having beds in a cinema.
Well, that's the thing, right?
No.
A cinema in Switzerland has just opened up and they have replaced all their chairs with double beds. So they've taken all the chairs out. In fact, they have 11 double beds. Each bed has its own little back rests and like side tables, and it's a double bed with full cushions and pillows and continental pillows even, and a duvet, you know, there by a duvet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch your movie as if you were just, you know, in the comfort of your own home. The difference being that the movie before you, another couple was in this bed.
That's the problem.
So I saw this yesterday, Sky, and I was, firstly, my first thing was, oh, amazing. And then I was like, oh, it's kind of like renting a space by the hour, except it's like an hour 34, you know, and you just have some other stuff on in the background.
But also, like, this will take bromance to a new level. Like, I'm just not sure, but
like, Gaza.
Like, imagine, yeah, like Gaza and Scar lying in bed watching a movie. Like, what?
Look, they say it's their VIP section. Just by the way, they've also created a really cool little kids section in a separate theater altogether, where they've got these bean bags and for these kids to watch. And I think that's a cool idea. And even one theater where the chairs have been replaced with proper sofas, so it looks like reclining chairs.
That could work.
There we go. Because a sofa, it doesn't make me think getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
So when I think double bed and mattress and duvet and pillow, even the thought of doing that when you go to a hotel is a little bit icky to me. The fact that this is changing people 3-4 times a day, I mean, are they going and changing the linen in between every, I don't know. But also, who's going to the movies to go and chafufel properly like that?
No, people have no scum, bro.
You reckon?
People have no scum.
Like, so Sky, if I had to say to you, I've got this for you and plus one, and it's the bed at the cinema, are you saying yes or no? By the way, it comes with free food.
I don't care about the food, yeah.
I just was wanted to let you know.
No, it's a no from me. No. Like, it's...
Well, look,
and also, you know, it's the other thing, and I stand to be corrected here, but like, women get so bummed if they go with an oak to a movie and the oak falls asleep.
Like,
if you say chick flick. Now you're giving me a reason to... Like, come on. Like, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure of how I feel about this. A cinema-sized screen on your room, that's a yes. But a bed in the cinema, I don't know. What do you think? You can give us a call, 089-310-9495. Or send us a voice note right now, 061-792-9495.
Hey, Wolf. Kerry Miller.
Yeah?
Are you sure that I'm going to get the cinema in my bed? Are you sure, girl? Because if that can happen, I will like it.
So, we were just asking you, after I saw an article yesterday that a cinema in Switzerland has decided to ditch the chairs for double beds. We were saying, you know, having a cinema-sized screen in your bedroom, that sounds like a good idea. Having a bed in the cinema, we're not so sure.
A double bed.
Knowing that you're showing more than one movie in a day, which means that there's more than one person in that bed in the day,
also,
just watching a movie, you know, just eating their popcorn and whatnot.
Also, if you want to book tickets to the cinema, does it mean you can't buy one ticket? You have to come with a partner.
Or you'll
be sleeping next to a stranger.
Which, by the way, it's like £37, which what's the pound to rand, so it's about 500,000 rand. And then you get free food.
Not 500,000 rand.
I know, I made a joke of our economy, Sky. I made a joke.
Oh, no, we just finished Chris. Elections, so please.
Oh, Mr. Okay, President.
I missed that, sir.
We got to tweet this, Sky.
Yeah, listen to this.
I'm listening.
I'm going to be quoting this.
Yeah, quote.
It's not the words of Sky Shabalala. Okay. His name is Joe Wilkinson on Twitter. And I quote, "The best part about having a bed in a cinema is that if there is a nude scene during the movie, then at least I have a pillow to assist me covering up."
Covering up what?
I don't know.
Also, we got some voice notes from you.
Morning, Kerry, Scar, team. Yeah, sounds wonderful. You know, if you want to go and hufuffle away from the parents and whatnot, if you're not old enough to be practicing coitus.
Oh,
but, yes, no, I said that. but no, definitely not. I think it's disgusting. Yeah, like you said, you might be lying down in somebody else's sweat. Let's just say sweat.
Yes.
This is Mark T8 out.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
What do you think?
Are you sure that I'm going to get the cinema in my bed? Are you sure, girl? Because if that can happen, ooh, I will like it.
Well, best you like it.
Hey, Kerry.
Yeah.
It might be very dramatic, but at the same time, very romantic.
Now imagine going to a horror movie.
You know, exactly. Now imagine it's watching a movie.
I wish
a movie
you could
next
see
to
Joshua's
that.
Face.
Oh no, 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 no! Different, no, no. That is quite horrific. And on top of that, I can't even keep my partner awake when he's sitting up. Never mind about lying down.
Oh, yeah, bigger problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.